doctors and psychiatrists are still reluctant to recommend yoga to their patients, it is becoming a more common treatment for anxiety and depression. Attitudes towards it are changing from it being a hippie knockoff of a workout to a real and holistically accepted method to relax. In 2011, Harvard researchers found out that almost 3% of Americans had been advised by their primary doctors to use yoga, especially if they tended to have anxiety or depression. That number is increasing every year as doctors are learning how meditation and yoga counteract anxiety and relax the body physically and mentally. Research shows that a mere 20 to 30 minutes a day spent meditating shows promise in improving a person's overall mental health. Yoga is also recommended for people who have suffered other traumas, such as PTSD, victims of violence, or depression. The physical presence that yoga requires is the perfect neutralizer to an anxious mind. Instead of agonizing over the future and all the things that could possibly go wrong, yoga requires your full attention on the exercise of the moment, holding your body, stretching out a certain muscle, breathing in and out in a certain rhythm. With your mind focused on the present, you are less likely to be thinking about the past or the future. It allows you to focus simply on the now. Neuroscience can be defined as the study of the interaction between the nervous system and brain. The brain, the cup, is the receptor to stimuli, the liquid, from our surrounding environment. After this liquid is poured into the cup, the brain will undergo neuroplasticity, change, and release a series of commands into the nervous system. If the series of commands that the brain sent to the nervous system are positive, then a joyful calmness should start to swathe the individual. If, on the other unfortunate hand, the brain sends out a negative command, then fear, usually clothed as anxiety, will begin to overtake the person. So, what can neuroscience tell us specifically about anxiety, stress, and depression? How is the process of neuroplasticity changing our brains when a negative stimulus enters our system? Why would our brain seemingly betray us and send out commands to the nervous system that are malefic? What exactly is going on inside the brain right before we become anxious, stressed, depressed, and fearful? The main area of interest when examining anxiety and the brain should be the limbic system. The limbic system is responsible for managing our emotions, aspects of memory, motivations, and